File 214. Assignment 16. Well, this is when Exact was born. You've been hearing Braille 2000 use Exact to show how I would have corrected my work if we had it, as demoed in the last file. But this is really where it came into being, because there were numbers, and I'd like to thank Lynette Taylor for assisting me with this, because she didn't give me the answers, but she said, you gotta make sure that your foreign language stuff is capitalized. Or, this number doesn't have capitalization correct. And she gave me the number. I didn't put the number in there. And she went to Bob and said, Bob, Jared's still having trouble. Don't know what it is, but he's still having trouble with these foreign things and capitalization and the like. This was awful. And it was probably a good thing that I had that 30-day ban, because I sure took advantage of it. Four errors were dealing with lesson 16 in the header. He's saying it should have been in 14, not in 15. But all of my other assignments have been that way. So I'm not exactly sure what is going on, but one critical mistake, which I basically passed with, was an EST where the ST should have been contracted, and it wasn't. But I knew foreign language was not contracted until this one. And I have two out of my three copies of the foreign language assignment here. I don't know why I still have them, but I do. This assignment took me a long time, and I was happy to get it done and over with. I haven't started 17 yet, but I do have a base file for it, but it's not done. And I'm not going to cover 17 until after I finish getting it prepared and getting a Braille copy. And then I'll at least do the write-up on it. So, this assignment was interesting to say the least. Number 8 specifically was done absolutely awfully wrong, because all of the foreign language stuff is done correctly in Braille. And that helped me fix a lot of my problems. But on one of them, I was being told the capitalization isn't right. And this isn't bad. And I don't know whether it was my error when I would go and correct it and I'd see a comma, because the comma in the character set would be a .6 and I deleted it. I'm not going to read the number, but I'll read the sentence. I would like pasta e fagioli and a salad, please. I had to go through that over and over again to figure out what was wrong. And finally, I was able to understand what happened when Bob implemented what's known as explicit. I call it exact. Basically, it reads capitalization. It reads punctuation. And it reads all of the indicators and terminators. I think at one point during one of the demos, I actually found an error, which got corrected. Let us open the particulars of assignment 16 in RTF to show you how bad this was.
Search box edit the ORD word app. Press right to switch a word pad. Enter. Document word control O. Open dialog. D call back D O P B O X back center. D drop D name drop 98 B R A I S T Braille tra enter and of break assignment enter and of N lesson 6 lesson 13 lesson 16 base RTF enter document word pad lessons 1 lesson 16 1. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight, or art thou but a dagger of the mind? A false creation proceeding from the heat oppressed brain, Macbeth.
So, oppressed.
And M-M-Dash Macbeth, question, brain, oppressed, O-P-P-R-E-S-S-E, grav.
So, it understands these.
D.
Let's see what Delta. Happened and what it did with number 8, because basically, as we said, Braille 2000 doesn't know Greek. Let's see what it did.
2, 3, of the 4, black, 5, 6, bro, 7, 8. The sign, Greek, Kappa Yoda Nu Delta Upsilon Nu Omicron Sigma alerted us to the dangers of driving in the Greek mountains.
Oh, well, it was done correctly in the file. So Bob ended up needing to correct it because it was definitely wrong.
Of driving, of dangers, the 7-8, the home, here, the sign, Greek, Kappa Yoda Nu Delta Upsilon Nu Omicron Sigma. Yoda, Kappa. Iota, Nu, Delta, Upsilon, Nu, Omicron, Sigma.
So it does read it, but somehow when it got imported, it was absolutely, completely wrong, and I know that it went onto a second Braille print page, and I looked at the Braille, and I don't have that particular copy here, otherwise I'd describe it to you. But it was all wrong.
9. Jeanne d'Arc was known as the Maid of Orleans. 10. I said, this restaurant serves all meals table d'hote, not a grave la carte. All me table d'hote, table d'hote, spelble, spd, apostrophe h, ost, o circumflex.
Table
d'hote,
d'hote,
comma, not a grave, la, a grave.
A la carte.
La carte. 11. The note began very formally, Sir Gert Straling Mary Smith. 12. Inverted exclamation point, Que Bonita, exclaimed the handsome young gaucho as he doffed his sombrero to the lovely senorita.
Alright, so it did pretty well with the Spanish. I didn't have to correct any of that.
13. The pin on his lapel proudly proclaimed his affiliation with Greek Sigma Chi.
Alright, Sigma Chi pretty much was blown up on that.
14. 69, he said emphatically, that was the year I was born. 15. The first half of Julia's program closed with Chopin's Etude in E major.
I had problems with this one, too.
16. The memory of her insult still rankled in his mind, gross caution she had called him. 17. The motto of the United States is E pluribus unum. 18. The situation has been getting rather unhealthy, Filatov told the Mass Circulation Weekly. Argumenti facti. 19. I would like pasta e fagioli and a salad, please. 20. My 19. Home, period. I would like pasta e sp e sp f a and fagioli.
It was a capital F, alright.
And a salad. 20. My grandfather showed me his old collection of German bottom of file for months.
Alright.
20 be a 20 oh, 23. In English, there are at least 5 ways to pronounce the letters O-U-G-H. For example, odd, ode, tough to question mark F, bow boo, do do macron, through throw macron, oh macron.
And this is the assignment that had the W, well, it would be like a W type of thing, where it was like a double sign, you know, G-H and A-R. It's not a W itself, but like a double
sign. And, right parent period, throw, left space, left T-A-R-O-O, right parent.
T-H-R-O-O, so it would have been G-H-O-O-A-R. They teach that. But it doesn't that translate correctly. I can tell you that right now, but that's how it needs to be. It's one of these new rules.
23. In English, O 24. O went between 1760-21. The Encyclopedia Britannica was first published in Edinburgh, Scotland as a 3-volume set. Between 1768 and 1771.
So these are just some of the numbers. My address isn't in this copy because it is basically a representation of print. Let's
all
get out
of here. Untitled total recorder.
And let's open
Windows
my
R, D, call, enter. Music D, O, enter.
See
Dropbox.
How bad it was.
J, R, E, D.
Oops, I don't want that one.
Drop D, David, Denna, and the.
I don't want that one either.
D, O, Braille 2000, Braille Trans, enter, items.
I'm not.
Space, assignment, enter, assign. N, lesson 16, base, lesson 15, base, assignment 16. DXB, assignment 16. B2K, enter. Dialogue.
Here it is.
Assignment.
Starting Braille 2000, 2.274.
BRL 2000.
Let's see number 6.
Waffy Mahi to Tetherku of Fogrof Black of Lip 5-6. As the victorious French control.
6. As the victorious French troops re-entered the city, the crowd triumphantly and spontaneously broke into the Marseillaise, Allons, Enfant de la Patrie. L-E-J-O-U-R de Clouar E-S-T arrive.
There's E-S-T, and I see that in both of my copies of 16, where the EST was not. Now I see that there are marks here. And as I said, this is the first time that this was ever introduced, but I've been touting this because it's been here with teaching you how I could have been able to solve a lot of my own problems. I see a passage italics. And an ellipsis. Now, as I said, the assignment is going to end on its third page. The address is going to be going onto a fourth page if done correctly. Now, since Exact was introduced, I can actually put this into good use. Now, I have, as I said, 2 Braille copies of this still here. And I found the one that has an error in it. Now, I'm going to take you over to number 19. That's the number. It does have an error. I have it corrected in 1 Braille copy, and let's just assume now that I was working from the copy with the error. So I'm going to search now.
Control 1, 9, enter, BRL to escape, Matt 19. I would like pasta e fagioli and a 19 salad, please. Salad, 19.
And I'll hit Control QAX.
Control.
Speaking explicit.
Now the speaking explicit didn't come till well after this assignment was made, but explicit was there. Now I'm gonna read this, and I already know where the error is because it's going to tell you what the correct one was, because it is correct now. And I'll show you how this works in practice. Now that you know that this is the assignment that has it.
Control
19, 2000, period, assignment letter 16, caps,
B2
I would like,
K&D Dropbox,
passage italics,
transcription,
letter
course
caps,
files assignment.
Pasta, letter grade 1, E, letter caps, fagioli, and italics, and a salad, comma, please, period.
So my mistake, I think there might have been a couple of them here. Let me look at my other copy. Yep, there were two capitalization errors. I spent so much time on this assignment, I really wanted to pass the first time. Now, Ms. Taylor helped me a little bit with 15 and 16, but really instrumental with something's not right here. I'm not going to give you the answer. And I even wrote back and said, I'm not finding it. But I knew that Ms. Taylor wouldn't give me number 19 if it was correct. It's like, you know, check for capitalization. She didn't tell me what the words were. That was for me to do. I appreciate what Ms. Taylor was able to do for me. Ms. Taylor was instrumental in getting this particular aspect of this. But there were two aspects that were wrong. Two words that were wrong. I fixed it, sent it back, said it's still wrong. Well, I don't understand. I looked at the braille, I looked at the print. I wasn't necessarily tired. But boy, let's hear it again because Jaws was yapping.
Control.
19, period, letter caps, I would like, passage italics, letter caps, pasta, letter grade 1, E, letter caps, fagioli, and italics, and a salad, comma, please, period.
Now, I had two errors. I'm not telling you what the errors are, but I know what they are now. I knew it when I finally go, oh, I'm reading the print, i.e. the simulated braille, which is still, by the way, in grade 1. And these are the words, and it's not telling me this. You know, when you read braille and you read it both in print, in grade 1 and in braille grade 2, it looks correct. But that's not always the case. And with this in mind, you know what's correct here. I was able to go through and play with it. And this was the first assignment that I had to play with this mode.
Field feeling mind a false creation control. BRL.
One, period. Quotation mark. letter caps, art thou not, comma, fatal vision, comma, sensible to feeling as to sight, question mark, letter caps, or art thou but a dagger of the mind, comma, a false creation, comma, proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain, question mark, quotation mark, and dash, letter caps, Macbeth.
Now, it cannot tell me some of these things, like the E had a macron or something. I was to know that in the Braille. Or on the one item, it was re-entered. Number 6. But entered has one of these signs in it. Number 2.
Heat up 2. Heat adjust. Control Q. BRL 2. Heat 2. He had just returned to the cafe after his Ted A. Grav Ted with his fiancée.
I never heard of this word.
Control.
2. Period. Letter caps. He had just returned to the cafe after his Ted A. Ted with his fiancée. Period.
I've seen fiancée with the E with the symbol on it. I don't know what tete-a-tete is. Tell you, some of these symbols I've never seen. The denouement. What if I made a... I think I did make a mistake on one of these. The... Must have.
3. Coup of them. 4. The denouement of the plot began when the professor crashed the party clad in tuxedo and 4. Control.
4. Period. Letter caps. The denouement of the plot began when the professor crashed the party clad in tuxedo and black suede shoes and wearing a boutonniere of lilies of the valley. Period.
Alrighty then. Some very interesting sentences in here. I'm sure glad that this is the end of the sentences. Cause...
All depth 4. Explore all depth 4.
I'm sentenced out. And assignment 17 is all... I mean, it is, in a way, sentences. They number them as problems, but yet they're longer. It's got formatting involved, and I'll cover that when I get to doing it. Right now, that's where I am. And I've done through 16 and passed every one of them. And now you understand how Braille 2000, the talking edition, really got to form to where it is now, and how a lot of what we've demoed through the 200 series has been instrumental, where I was showing you exact in sections where I could have used it a long time ago. But we never thought of it until Miss Taylor said to Bob, Jared's still having trouble. I'm telling him that there are errors here and he's not seeing them. I think we need to do something. And so that is exactly what we did. Something about it. Then we got it to speak when we changed modes. And then we got the tell me things to speak when we change the options. And we've got a complete package here. So that's how Braille 2000 and the Talking Edition came to be as a complete package. The rest of this will be more formality. I'll write up the reports and I'll show you how the formatting aspect and checking of that is done as the assignments grow longer. I don't even know what 17 is going to bring me in page size or anything. Because at the time I'm recording this, that is where I am. I've been pretty much playing catch up with the website at this point. Well, I'd finished 15 and 16, I was writing up the website, showing you how it was, showing you how it's been, how the exact mode could have helped, explaining how things were, and the final file being this one for now, and me saying, this is when exact or explicit became. Thank you so much for listening. This completes the file.